This medical update on KRDO News Radio is sponsored by Optum.
Welcome back to KRDO's Morning News and our Ask the Doctor segment brought to you by Optum. And today we are focusing on National Alzheimer's and Brain Injury Awareness Month. And on the news line right now, we are pleased to have with us Dr. Dustin Harker, a general neurologist who's been practicing for a decade, a graduate of BYU and the Medical College of Ohio. Thanks for calling in, Dr. Harker.
Thank you.
What is Alzheimer's disease?
Alzheimer's disease is the most common form of dementia, and dementia implies a condition affecting the brain where there's progressive loss of function over time.
And tell us about that progression. How does it go from what stage to what stage?
So it typically presents with mild memory loss that leads to progressive difficulties with speech, language, and ability to respond to the environment. The actual symptoms of the disease will depend on which part of the brain is being affected the most.
And speaking of the brain, when you dive deep into investigating which part of the brain is affected by this, what do you find?
The majority of the time, the symptoms the patient complains of will tell us which part of the brain is involved. There are some surprising presentations, though. I had one patient that was diagnosed with simultagnosia, which is a term that means the patient cannot visually process everything that they're actually seeing. So in that patient, instead of it being a primary, it was primarily a vision problem, which meant that it was the processing parts of the brain that were affected.
And this can, when it progresses, can impact how someone lives out their daily activities, correct?
That's a requirement for the diagnosis. If somebody has mild memory loss but continues to be fully functional without any limitations, they would not be given the diagnosis of dementia. Dementia diagnosis really requires that there is a functional limitation of some kind.
And do we know what causes Alzheimer's at this point?
We don't know the ultimate cause for Alzheimer's. We know certain things that can contribute to it, and we know what the pathology looks like if the brain is actually dissected and looked at. But when it comes to the actual definitive reason why one person gets Alzheimer's and another doesn't, we really don't yet understand that fully.
Well, we do know that it affects many people, many millions of people. Tell us how many you think have Alzheimer's right now.
Well, in 2019, there were 5.8 million Americans that were living with Alzheimer's disease, and the number is projected to triple to 14 million by 2060.
Do we know at what age this really typically first appears?
So when somebody has symptoms suggestive of Alzheimer's dementia, we consider it normal age of onset to be 65 years of age or older. And about 10% of patients will have Alzheimer's disease in that age group.
And does it affect younger people at all?
It can, and when it does affect somebody younger than 65, we would call that early onset Alzheimer's. And it is potentially more likely to have genetic contributions than perhaps simply age.
Oh, wow. And we are looking at these numbers increase as far as the number of people living with it, correct? And why is that?
It's predominantly a disease of the elderly. And so as our population ages, especially as the baby boomers begin to continue to age, there's an expectation that the disease will become more prevalent, especially since it's known that every year after age 80, there's an increase of about 10% chance of developing the disease, such that by age 85, there's a 50% chance of developing Alzheimer's disease.
Well, we have much more to discuss on about Alzheimer's disease. We're focusing on it all month long here on our Ask the Doctor segment. Dr. Dustin Harker will be joining us again next week. We want to thank him for not stopping by, but for calling in and sharing with us this information on this disease that is likely to touch the lives of so many Americans. Dr. Harker, thank you.